You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're once again at the Commonwealth Games 2026, where I'm joined by Team Wales, who have just picked up a bronze in the B2 and B3 mixed pairs. That was a tense game. How are we feeling after that?
Relief. Yeah, it was very tense. I think we've had a few tense games, but once again managed to get over the line. And to do it in front of such a massive support is extra special.
Yes, I think it was extra tense today, because although you try not to think about what was going on when we went to the green, Steph said to me, do you realise there's podiums next to us? I thought, oh, that's really helpful. Thanks, Steph. But I think both teams played really well. You both obviously realise what you're playing for. And I think New Zealand got off quicker than us, better quick start, so there's added pressure on the second set then. But to go to a tie break then, the tie break was brilliant. I think, well, I say brilliant for spectators, not for us particularly. But I think, you know, it kept changing. Who was it? Who was, you know, holding? And I think it was just a very exciting tie break. And as I said, Stefan played a bomb, got us back into the game with one ball to go. But you're standing there and there's no 30-second timer. Anybody can play for as long as you like. So you just stand there. Has he played? Has he bowled? Has he bowled? You've got your fingers crossed and thinking, come on, come on. I mean, it's just brilliant. It's really, really good for bowls.
We've spoken time and time again that it's a proper game of momentum. What changed at the start of the second set? Because it was looking pretty dicey for the most of the first set, and then you managed to pull it back a little bit, and did that just give you the inkling to get back into the game?
I think it was the Welsh resilience that brought us back, to be perfectly honest. We experienced it in two previous games where we come back from the death, and we did it again. We just focused and concentrated on knowing our ability, stuck to our technique and the process of delivering the ball, and paid off. And of course Stefan played some fantastic skip balls to seal the win for us.
I think it all started from Julie staying calm in the second set, getting us back in the game. That's all I had to do then was protect. And the last tiebreak shot went our way, and we came away with the bronze.
Now, finally, you said you might not even get to Commonwealth Games for this time. What does it mean to come away with the bronze medal?
I think it's just brilliant because, you know, you put all this effort in, you practice for months and months and months, and you come here, and obviously it's a nice reward for everyone's hard work and effort. I know everyone says, well, it's the experience of the games, but there's such a lot of effort, there's such a lot of support. You know, there's all the funding that goes into it, you know, the hours and hours people give up. It's just nice to go away with something. I know the experience is lovely, but you feel so much better when you go away with a medal around your neck.
Absolutely. You know, Disability Sport Wales have shown great faith in us from the very beginning, with John Morgan and Geraint Owen, great guy. And that's continued now with Fiona Reid and Nathan Stevens, who are both in the audience today. They put their faith behind us, funded us to an extent, and now we're here. We've delivered every time we've performed at Commonwealth Games, and I don't see that changing in the future.
All four of you, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations on the bronze medal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.